Three political outsiders lead the field of Republican candidates for president in a new WBUR poll of New Hampshire voters out this morning. The poll shows Donald Trump in the lead with a backing of 22% of likely voters, followed by neurosurgeon Ben Carson at 18%, which is within the poll's 4.9% margin of error. Third is former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina at 11%. WBUR's Fred Tice runs down the numbers.
This poll indicates a change election in the Republican Party. Ben Carson is closing in on Donald Trump. Neither candidate has any political experience. Steve Cazella conducted the poll.
This is a much closer race than we've seen over the last few months in pretty much any state. But it's similar to a couple polls that have come out just in the last few days and a couple in Iowa from the last few weeks that have shown Ben Carson doing much better against Donald Trump than anybody has done in quite a while.
Overwhelmingly, likely voters in the Republican primary say it's very important that their chosen candidate say what he or she truly believes. 87% say that. Among them is Theodore Martin, who says he likes Trump because the billionaire says what he means.
He's not politically correct. He says what he means and does what he means.
Martin, who lives in Ringe on the border with Massachusetts, says he wants a president who is going to do what he says he's going to do.
And then when they get into office, they never seem to do what they told the American people they were going to do.
Ben Carson, too, gets strong support from people looking for someone who says what he truly believes. 92% of his supporters say that's what they want to see in their candidate. Among them, contractor Gary Anderson.
What he puts out there is going to be the truth, and he'll most likely act on it, not like most of the politicians we've seen in the recent past.
The WBUR poll also finds that few likely Republican voters believe it's very important that their candidate have experience in elected office. That's what Anderson, who lives in Nottingham near Durham, says.
I don't think political experience is what's needed. I think it's knowledge, of course, of how the system works, but also knowledge of what the people want.
That sentiment also helps Carly Fiorina. Elizabeth Tibbetts says she supports Fiorina because she's not part of the Washington clique. Tibbetts, who lives in Goffstown near Manchester, says political experience is not very important.
Except that they have to know how to get around the entrenched politicians that we have in there now.
85% of Fiorina supporters say it's very important that their candidate be able to bring real change to Washington. Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson are the best-liked candidates in the field. Pollster Steve Cazella says that gives them room to grow their support. That's not the case with Donald Trump. Almost as many likely Republican voters dislike him as like him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.